Chevre, Yoatz Mutzameach, I just want to give a brief share with you today about Yom HaTzmaut. It's something that I did not see in Svarim. It's sort of my own idea, which means that if you like it, gewaldic. If you don't like it, so what we'll say is less gewaldic, but I like it, so I will present it to you anyway. Here's the story. Let me first of all just share a screen with you so that you can see what we'll be talking about. Here's the story. You know, the Jewish calendar basically has Yomim Tovim throughout the year. We know famously there's like, they call it Mar Cheshvan in the sense they say that there's no Yontiv. That's why it's called Mar Cheshvan instead of just Cheshvan, even though that's probably not the correct reason. The month is probably called Merach Shavan. But I think the month where we have the greatest change in the last 70, 50 years is the month of Iyar. The month of Iyar basically now has two Yomim Tovim in it. There's Yom HaTzmaut, which is officially on Hey Iyar, although the way it's scheduled at this point, I think you end up with Yom HaTzmaut on Hey Iyar like once every 20 years or whatever.
Rosh
But
Hashanah.
what'd you say, Ellie?
Unless if you hold like Rosh Hashanah.
If you hold like Rosh Hashanah, so every year you have Yom HaTzmaut on Hey Iyar, and in the Beis Medrash they're going to say Hallel on Shabbos, even though on the rest of the planet they're saying Hallel today. And okay, Ad Kan. I went to a minyan today. We said Hallel. I think that's the standard approach in the Jewish world. So the month of Iyar has two new Yomim Tovim. There's the Yontiv of Yom HaTzmaut and the Yontiv of Yom Yerushalayim, which is on Chavches Iyar. So I'd like to share with you a thought that I had kind of a few days ago, but I decided to put it together, which is it seems to me that the month of Iyar and the expanded role of Yomim Tovim in Iyar in the modern era is really connected to a fundamental mitzvah or bracha that's recited during Chodesh Iyar. And that bracha is Birchas Ha'ilanos. And, we see a new tree, you see, excuse me, fruit that begins to bloom and blossom on a tree. So we recite a bracha, Birchas Ha'ilanos, and that bracha ends up being in the month of Iyar. And what we'll talk about is why, on some level, Birchas Ha'ilanos is very appropriate for Chodesh Iyar. So let's get into it. You know, there are different approaches to Zionism. There are different approaches to Medinat Yisrael and the value that it has in the world. Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach, of course, was extremely non-messianic. Right, the Rav, if you read his work Kol Dodi Dofeik, which was published in 19, which was said to the Mizrahi in 1956 and published shortly thereafter, the Rav in Kol Dodi Dofeik never once mentions Mashiach. The Rav, based on Psukim in Shir Hashirim, analyzes that the Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking at the door, and there is a series of five knocks. The Rav said those knocks at the door represent the fact that Klal Yisrael has moved from the periphery of history to the center of history. Klal Yisrael is no longer pushed to the side. Klal Yisrael is in the middle. The Rav explained that the knocks refer to the fact that we now have a political safety net, the fact that Jews have a place to go, that if there would be anti-Semitism in the world, when there is anti-Semitism, we shouldn't say if, but when there is anti-Semitism, so Klal Yisrael has a place to run to. That's a safety net, a political net. The Rav spoke about how there's a spiritual net that a spiritual knock, I should say, which is that Eretz Yisrael in Medinat Yisrael has led to a tremendous expansion in Torah, in Yiddishkeit in general. Now, you could think about this just in terms of the quantity of mitzvos that are being performed, in the sense of the mitzvos hatzlius ba'aretz, which were not performed for so long, and now because of Medinat Yisrael, we perform them, in terms of just the volume of Talmud Torah. The greatest supporter of Torah in the entire world is Medinat Yisrael. The amount of money that the government gives to yeshivos is extraordinary. It's the greatest supporter of Torah in the entire world. And the Rav said that Kol Dol Dito Fake, that's another one of the knocks, another one of the knocks that is coming, is the spiritual knock. And the Rav also spoke about how Kol Dol Dito Fake means that there is a knock in the sense of Medinat Yisrael is a response to centuries, probably millennia, of the Catholic Church looking down at the Jews. They kept on saying that the Jewish people don't have the land of Israel, and that itself proves that Jesus was true, because if Jesus was not the real Redeemer, so then the Jewish people would have the land of Israel. Because we don't have the land of Israel, so that is proof of their faith. Even after we had Medinat Yisrael, until 1967, their claim was, well, obviously Judaism is not a true religion because we don't have Jerusalem. You don't have Yerushalayim, so you can't be real. After we get Yerushalayim in 1967, so the church makes a strong push that Jerusalem should be an international city, not just a Jewish city, because this fits into their theology of supersessionism, the theology that the Jewish people have been replaced by the church, and consequently, we don't deserve Eretz Yisrael, we don't deserve Yerushalayim. And at the time when we finally, the Catholic Church, came around to saying that we get Yerushalayim, they only based on significant changes in their theology, which is Vatican II. So Rav Soloveitchik, in his essay of Kol Dol Dito Fake, he did not focus on anything about Mashiach. He says Medinat Yisrael represents political victory. It represents the fact that we are now at the center of history, the fact that we're now protected, the fact that now there's more Torah, and the fact that this is a response to the church and its thousands of years of putting us down. That's the Rav's Mahalach. However, the standard Mahalach in the religious Zionist community is not the Mahalach of the Rav. The standard Mahalach in the religious Zionist community is very much a messianic approach. And the religious Zionist community, especially after 1967, especially after Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, Zichrono Levracha, began speaking in Merkaz every Yom HaTzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, the approach was that this is Tkufas HaMashiach. This is the beginning of the Messianic era. And the Tefillah L'Shlom HaMdina that is recited in many/most places uses the line Reshit Tzmichat Gulatenu, which is a messianic line. That line is about Mashiach. There are some people who hedge and hesitate on that. Dr. Lam, Zichrono Levracha, would not say Reshit Tzmichat Gulatenu. He felt, not that he wasn't a Zionist, but he felt that it's presumptuous to assume that this is the beginning of Mashiach. But nonetheless, the standard approach in the religious Zionist world is that Hakamat HaMdina, the day of Yom HaTzmaut that we're celebrating today, is the beginning of Tekufas HaMashiach. It's not exactly the beginning. It's Reshit, Tzmichat Gulatenu, the beginning of the sprouting, as it were. It's like the beginning of the beginning. Like in Yiddish, the Darshan would get up and say, Farich Redin Velach Zogin Ertlecha Verder. right? Before I speak, I have to say a few words. It's the beginning, it's the preamble to the preamble. It's the beginning before the introduction. That's the way it's understood. Rav Shechter actually takes a much more messianic approach than the Rav did in terms of Hakamas HaMedina. Rav Shechter feels it's Askalta de Geula in the sense of that this is the beginning of Mashiach. So what we're going to focus on today is not the Rav's approach. It's going to be the approach more of Rav Tzvi Yehuda, Zichron Levracha, the approach to some extent that Rav Shechter has, although Rav Shechter's approach is a little more complicated. So how do we know that Hakamat HaMedina reflects Tekufas HaMashiach? How do you know that today we are celebrating an event that is the first step in the process of the ultimate Geula? So Rav Tzvi Yehuda used to always quote a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Ches. It's the first source on the sheet. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Abba, Ein Lecha Keitz Megula Mizeh, Shenemar, Va'atem Hare Yisrael, An Pechem Titenu, Per Yechem Tis'u La'ami Yisrael. The Keitz Megula, the revealed Keitz, the revealed Mashiach is when you see that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael begin to blossom. That's the, it says in the Gemara. Zok Drashi on this Gemara, Kishe titein Eretz Yisrael piriya ba'ayin yafeh, when Eretz Yisrael gives its fruit ba'ayin yafeh in large quantities, az yikrav ha-keitz, then Mashiach is beginning, then the keitz is coming close, ve'en l'cha keitz megula yoter, there is no greater, no more revealed keitz than the giving of fruit. That's what the Gemara says, as understood by Rashi. If you read the psukim that are being quoted in this Gemara, the psukim in Yechezkel Perek Lamed Vov, basically, Yechezkel Novi is told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, listen up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the Oyev in this context, the Rishonim say, refers to Edom, right? Yan amar ha'oyev aleichem ha'achu b'amot elanu marasha hayta lanu. Because the enemy said that we are going to take over Bamot Olam. Bamot Olam always refers to the highest part in the world. Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is higher. In the Gemara Kedushin tells us than all lands. It's the highest point. Because Edom said, we're going to take over. Lachain hinavei v'amarta klamar Hashem alaykim yanu biyan. Etc. Shemotu sha'afet chem misaviv liyotchem marasha l'sherit ha'goyim v'talo asfat v'ashon. Basically, you Edom will be taken over. Basically, the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying, Edom dudes, you're going to be knocked out, right? You're going to be knocked out. You're going to be lowered down. You said you're going to take over the land. You won't. Zok the Rabbona Shalalam, now give Nevuah to Hare Yisrael. And the Nevuah to Hare Yisrael is the pasuk that we began with, An Pechem Titenu, Per Yechem Tis'u La'ami Yisrael Ki Karvu Lavo. When the fruits begin to grow in Eretz Yisrael, when the desert begins to blossom, when you begin to see the land give over so much fruit that for generations it didn't give, Kol Zman Eretz Yisrael was not biyadenu. It was largely a desert. One of the greatest accomplishments of the Zionists is that they drained the swamps. They made the desert bloom. If you go to Male Adumim, the Beis Medrash, Male Adumim, the Beis Medrash says, the Aron Kodesh in the Beis Medrash says that, what's the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says that the Midbar will begin to bloom. I'm just forgetting the words in the I'm just forgetting the words in the Pasuk, right? That the Midbar will begin to bloom. That's the great Zionist dream. For this reason, people generations older than us will tell you that the Jaffa orange was like a symbol of Zionism. Ein lecha keitz megula mizu, the revealed, the sign that you could see that Mashiach is beginning to come is an pechem titenu per yechem tisu, the fact that the fruits begin to come. That's what it says in the Gemara, as I state in Gemara. Now, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that when fruits begin to bloom, or more precisely, when fruit trees begin to bloom, there's a special bracha that's recited, Birchas Ha'ilanos. And the chap, I think, that I had a couple of days ago, is that Birchas Ha'ilanos is paradigmatic for Eretz Yisrael blooming, paradigmatic for Chodesh Iyar and what we are experiencing now, the birth of a new month as a month of Geula. That's what's going on. Let's learn the Sugya Birkas Ha'ilanos together. I have to admit, a lot of what I'm saying about Birkas Vayasem Midbar Ka'eden, right? That's the pasuk on the Aron Kodesh in Malay Adumim. A lot of what I'm saying actually comes from Rav Yaakov Neuberger's Sefer Ikvei Moshe, which is on Perek Ketan Mevarchim, which is the Perek that has the discussion of Birkas Ha'ilanos. It's interesting, by the way, that Rav Yaakov Neuberger grew up in Toronto, and he has a Haskama on his Sefer from Rav Nochum Rabinowitz, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Malay Adumim, just to connect everything to everything. Zok the Gemara Brachas. I'm Rav Yehuda. Haima denofik biyomi nisan b'chazi ilani dekom lav levi, Omer, Baruch shlochiser b'olamo klum, Baruch bon rios tovos ilanos tovos v'his na'os bahem b'nei Adam. The Gemara tells us that Rav Yehuda says a person goes out in yomei nisan, that's an interesting lashon, you go out in the days of nisan, and you see trees that are beginning to blossom, to bloom, there's a bracha that you say. Baruch lo chiser b'olam klum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that nothing is missing. Not only is nothing missing, but baro bo brios tovos ilanos tovos lehis anos bahen b'nei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made beautiful creatures, beautiful trees for people to enjoy. That's the Gemara, two lines. Now, a few points in this Gemara. The bracha that we make, the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Chaf Vav, the bracha that we make is not lehisnaos behen b'nei Adam, but lehanos behen b'nei Adam. The bracha uses the expression to get hana'a, not in the hitpa'el form, but in the lehanos behem, in the nif'al form. It's in the nifal, not in the hitpa'el. That's the way we have the bracha. I saw in the back of the Mesivta Gemaras, in the Kafter V'Ferach section, they have the following idea, which is that Lahisna os behem b'nei Adam is ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with human beings. The t'nai is... The t'nai with human beings is that chevra, enjoy my planet. And you're going to enjoy my planet, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says. L'hisna os behem b'nei Adam. The t'nai is, and it's what we say in the second parish of Kriya Shema every day, that if you keep the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nosati gishmecha be'itam, that the rain will come, the fruits will blossom, etc. So the bracha, in according to the girsa lehisna os behen b'nei Adam, which is the girsa in the Gemara, which is the girsa in the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yud Gimel, that sounds more like the Tanai idea. as opposed to the way we have it, which is more lehanos, just the hanorah. So you make a bracha. Now, the Gemara says Yomei Nisan. I'm saying that this bracha is appropriate in Iyar. And I'm saying it's appropriate in Iyar for a few reasons. First of all, in our world, it's usually too cold in Chodesh Nisan to make the bracha. Usually you recite the bracha in Chodesh Iyar. It begins to bloom in Chodesh Iyar. But this isn't just in our world. This is a Beferish Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah basically says that Iyar is called Yomei Nisan. The days of Nisan are Iyar. Iyar is a Hemshech of Nisan. Zot the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Aleph. Reb Yeshua Omer, Minayin Sheben Nisan Noldu Avos, Shenemar, Vayhi Bishmonim Shana, Va'arba Meyos Shana, Tseis B'nei Yisrael, Mi Mitzrayim, Bashana Harviyas, Bachoydesh Ziv, Bachoydesh Ziv, the Pasuk says in year 480 Afilaf Mitzrayim and Chodesh Ziv. Vos haste, Chodesh Ziv, what does Chodesh Ziv mean? Zot the Gemara B'yerach Shinol Dubo, Ziv Tanei Olam. In the month that the glory of the world, the Avos, were born. The Gemara says, what do you mean that they were born in Chodesh Ziv, v'hok Ziv b'yerach ha'etanim? It says the month of the strong people, not Chodesh Ziv. Zok the Gemara hasam detakifi b'mitzvus. It means that they're strong in kiyum ha'mitzvus. V'idoch nami hok Ziv b'Chodesh Ziv, ha'hu de'ispe ziva le'iloni. Dam Rav Yehuda, ha'ima de'nafik b'yom enisan b'chaz iloni demlavivli, omer b'shalachise b'olam oklam argamara. Meaning, there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, whether Nisan noldo avos or Tishrei noldo avos. What's the first month? And the Gemara has a discussion, is it Chodesh Ziv or Chodesh Ha'etanim? Is it Tishrei or Chodesh Ziv? Which the Pashtus in the Gemara means Nisan, but Zakt Rashi, it doesn't mean Nisan. Right? Rashi says that what this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah means, when the Gemara speaks about whether the Avos are born in Tishrei or born in Nisan, whether the Geula is going to be in Nisan or Tishrei, that's all in that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Zot Rashi Chodesh Ziv is Chodesh Iyar. It's a month of Iyar. Shenodobo Ziv Sanei Olam, the glory of the world was born in Iyar, meaning Zot Rashi, by the time Iyar comes, the Avos were already born. Kishin Nischadish Iyar Noldu Kvar B'Nisan. You see that, Rashi? By the way, can everyone see the screen I shared? Okay. That by the time Iyar comes, the Avos are already born. Inam Yizak Rashi, Zimnin D'Nisan D'Tekufa Nimshach B'Toch Iyar Shalavana. Sometimes Chodesh Nisan in the solar year extends into Iyar of the lunar year. Now, what does this mean? This means l'cha'ayra that Chodesh Iyar is Chodesh Ziv, and it's a hemsheikh of Chodesh Nisan. Right? The fact that I call Chodesh Iyar Ziv, according to the second day in Rashi, is because the Tekufa and the Chodesh Halavana overlap, that Nisan and Iyar overlap. And the days that Nisan and Iyar overlap is going to be the beginning of Iyar, which is a hemsheikh of Nisan. What that means is, Azoi, that if Nisan is Chodesh, again, these are all my ideas. So if you don't like it, kala kavod. But Nir Lafia Nisdaiti, that if Nisan is Chodesh Hageula, and Chodesh Ziv is the hemsheikh of Nisan, like it says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. And by the way, this is quoted by the Ritva to say that you can make Birchas Ha'ilanos not only in Chodesh Nisan, like the Gemara says, but Yomei Nisan means you make Birchas Ha'ilanos in Chodesh Iyar. Right? And that's quoted by the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Chof Vav Sifkat, and Aleph seems to quote this idea. You can make the bracha not only in Yomei Nisan, you make the bracha in Iyar. Because Iyar is a hemsheikh of Nisan. Especially the first few days in Iyar are still Chodesh Nisan Ki'ilu, especially in a year like this. No, we only had like one day of Tachanun. Yeah, have Rosh Chodesh, then one day off of Tachanun, then today already there's no Tachanun. Even in Yeshiva, where they're going to say Halal on Shabbos, but there was no Tachanun today in the Beis Medrash, correct?
There's not going to be Tachanun on Shabbos either.
There's not going to be Tachanun on Shabbos either. That's an excellent point, Ali. But there will be Avharachamim, as far as I know, because since it's during Sfira Sa'omer, I think they will be saying Avharachamim. But the word is...
Rav Shachar said we don't say Avharachamim.
Oh, Rav Shachar said not say Avharachamim? That's interesting. I saw a tshuva from Avyatz Rimon. I don't remember if I saw it last night or this morning, whatever, that he said that we should say Avharachamim. I thought we should say it because Avharachamim was instituted because of the Crusades. And the Crusades were during this time of year, during Sfiras HaOmer. That's why we say Av HaRachamim even on Mevarchim HaChodesh during Sfiras HaOmer. But again, if Rav Shechter said it, Rav Shechter said it. Oh, so here it goes. So I think this Birchas HaIlanos, the fact that we make it during Iyar, means that Iyar is a hemsheikh of Nisan, like we said. Nisan is Chodesh HaGeula. There's a piyut that's recited. I saw this idea already in Rav Simon's Sefer on Haggadah Shel Pesach. He referenced the piyut. I don't know the piyutim from Musaf of Parshas HaChodesh. But the piyut of Musaf from Parshas HaChodesh writes like this. Mitzion Durar Chashta Bo Kipos Davar Os Yakrus V'Kipos HaChodesh Eshe Yishu Os Bo Makifos Hachosim bo maskifos, umanu maskilos, utikufos. Let's say this again. Letzion drachashta, the Rabbeinu Shalaylam rushed to bring dror freedom to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. Bo kifos davar os yikaros, likfos. On this month, the glory, so to speak, begins to shine forth. HaChodesh asher yeshu osbo makifos. Nisan, this is the Musaf from Parshas HaChodesh. It's the introduction to Nisan. Nisan is HaChodesh asher yeshu osbo makifos. It's the Chodesh that is surrounded by Yeshuos. Now, I know that Nisan has a Yeshua before it. The Yeshua before it is Chodesh Adar, which is the month of the Yeshua. That's what Purim is, right? We know the Rashi Maseches Tainis, Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, Zokt Rashi, that they're Yemei Geula for Yisrael, Purim and Pesach. That the Marbim Besimcha of Adar is that it's Ki'il, the beginning of the Pesach time period. So there's a Yeshua before Nisan in Chodesh Adar. But what does the piyut mean? HaChodesh asher yeshuos bo makifos. What does the piyut mean when it says that yeshuos surround Chodesh Nisan? I don't know. I looked in some of the mefarshim of the piyut. They don't say anything. But I'll tell you the pshat. Yeshuos bo makifos. Rabbi Simon his sefer says something completely different. But Nerofi and the Estakia that yeshuos bo makifos means HaChodesh Nisan is surrounded by Yeshua. There's Yeshua far Chodesh Nisan, and there's Yeshua noch Chodesh Nisan. There's Yeshua of Adar, and there's Yeshua of Iyar.
Is there a Yeshua of Nisan?
Yeshua of Nisan Avada there is. Of course there is. But the Vard is the Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh of Yeshua. It's also Hukaf by Yeshuos. It's also surrounded by Yeshuas. Yes, Navy.
Is it Mukaf or is it like Kosi Rivaya?
So it's spelled with a kuf, right? It's surrounded. It's not necessarily overflowing. And again, although the two ideas might be connected, maybe the Geula of, what's it called? Maybe the Geula of Nisan, so to speak, spills over in two directions. That's a way of saying it. But whatever it is, the piyut is saying that there is a geula in Iyar. And the Geula in Iyar, I would contend, is the Geula of the Ketz HaMegula, the fact that the fruits begin to bloom. Let's talk about Birkas HaIlanos for a few minutes. What's the nature of the bracha? What's the nature of Birkas HaIlanos? You see a tree that's beginning to blossom, you make a bracha. So there's a machlokas between the Torah and the Beis Yosef. The Torah writes that Hayotze bimos nisan v'roi ilanos, shemotzi and perach, you make the bracha. You make the bracha. Vim icher lo varech ad achashe gidlu haperos lo yivarech od. Zuck the tour, if the fruit already grew, you don't make the bracha. You only make the bracha when it's beginning to blossom. You don't make the bracha when the fruit already developed, when it already grew. But the Beis Yosef quotes, "Umashikas rabbeinum icher lo varech divrei tam heim." Zuck the Beis Yosef, it makes sense. Ava hamordechai kasav dim lo ra'a adshagadlo haperos tzarech lo varech kach v'chein kasu hagos maimini. Meaning, the Beis Yosef says that if you didn't make the bracha, he quotes in the Mordechai that if you didn't make the bracha beforehand, before the fruit grew, you make the bracha after the fruit grew. So it's a machlokes. Do you make the bracha before the fruit grew only? Or do you make the bracha after the fruit grew? If you see the fruit the first time after it already bloomed, do you make the bracha then? Now, this issue is the Bach assumes that there's no machlokes between the Tor and the Mordechai, but the Beis Yosef says there's a machlokes. This issue might depend, and this is what Rabbi Neuberger says, might depend on the nature of the bracha of Birchas HaIlanos. There's a tshuva of the Maharil. The Maharil has a shaila. Let's say you have a person who's eating a new fruit, and the fellow forgot to make a shechiyanu. You forgot to make a shechiyanu. Do you make the bracha the second time you eat it? Do I compare it to Ner Chanukah, that you only make the bracha the first time, not the second time? Or not? Right, he doesn't really explain what the not is in the Shaila, or not. Teshuvah, says the Maharil. You have a dik in the smack. I don't know where that deal comes from. Adraba. Nirali, Lidamoso, Lamandinafik, Biyominison, Duchozi, Ilana, etc. Zuck the Maharil, if a person didn't make a shechiyanu the first time he eats the fruit, can you make a shechiyanu again? So the Maharil says, yeah, you can. Because it's like the bracha of Birchas HaIlanos. The shechiyanu in the new fruit is like Birchas HaIlanos. Di'ilo birich b'zimna kamna. You can make the bracha until the fruits have fully grown. V'taima mishum kach, de'osa simcha adayin kaima. The simcha still remains. What this means l'cha'ora, and Rabbi Neuberger is masbir like this, what this means is that the bracha of shehechiyanu is the same type of bracha of Birchas HaIlanos. When I see that tree begin to bloom, I make a Birchas Shechiyanu. And if I didn't make the bracha the first time, I can make the bracha again. Kol zman there's simcha, the simcha dayan kaima, I can make the bracha. According to the Maharil, this is probably the pshat in the Mordechai also, says Rabbi Neuberger. According to this Mahalach, Birchas HaIlanos is similar to Birchas Shechiyanu. There's enjoyment that I have when I see the new fruits that are beginning to develop, when I see the fruit-bearing tree that's beginning to blossom. That's what the Maharil says. The Tor, however, disagrees. And the Torah says that the bracha of Birkas Ha'ilanos is not recited after the first time that you see it. You see it one time, you don't make the bracha again. Why not? Because the bracha of Birkas Ha'ilanos for the Torah is not a bracha on the simcha, like the bracha of Shechiyanu, but it's a bracha maybe like the other type of Shechiyanu. I know Jake is probably thinking, well, you know, there are other types of Shechiyanus, but there is another type of Shechiyanu, which is a bracha that is Habo Mizman Mozman. The Shechiyanu on Kana Kelim Chadoshim Bona Bayis Chadosh, Shechiyanu that reflects simcha. But there's also Shechiyanu that I've arrived at a new time, a new season, a new Zman. Every Yontiv I make a Shechiyanu. I don't need a new fruit, of course. It's a new Zman. I make a Shechiyanu. The Torah is saying that Birkas Ha'ilanos is not a bracha out the Simcha. If it's a bracha out the Simcha, so you can make the bracha the second time you see it, Kol Zman, you're still happy. You forgot to make a bracha. You can make the bracha again. Rather, Zuck the Tour, the bracha is on the beginning of a new season. That's the Machlaikas. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion. He says, maybe even according to the Mordechai, that you make a bracha after the first time you see it, but once it's fully grown, you can't make the bracha anymore. That's in the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkatin Dalet. But Kol Zman, the fruits have not fully grown, so there's a bracha. But what's that bracha? According to the Mordechai, that bracha is a bracha of Shechiyanu. That bracha is a bracha of Shechiyanu, I'd say, of Simcha. But according to the Tur, the bracha is a bracha of arriving at a new season. In Rabbi Neuberger's Sefer, he develops the idea, when I speak about arriving at a new season, it means arriving at a new season and that requires a certain eon, a certain amount of thought. There are certain brachas that I only make when I think deeply about what's going on. Birkas Hachama, every 28 years, the sun is in the same place as it was at Ma'aseh Bereishis, you make a bracha. You don't see any real differences. Or the differences are quite minimal. You have to be an expert in astronomy to understand Birkas Hachama. But through eon, through deep thought, you recognize that a new season has begun. There's something new. There's something different. There's a new Tekufas Hachama. According to the Mordechai, the bracha is on the Simcha. According to the Torah, the bracha is on the new season. But the bracha on the new season is a bracha because not that I necessarily notice the season with my eyes in a very noticeable way, but I just see the ilanos that begin to be melavlev. I begin to see that teeny blossom and I recognize with eon, new times are starting. The times, they are changing. Nirlofi anistaiti. That if we're right, that Birkas Ha'ilanos is the dugma for Chodesh Iyar, the paradigm for the Chagim of this month is that you see the fruit to blossom. You see the fruit begin to blossom. You know, this is the Ketz HaMegula that the Gemara says. And when the fruit begins to blossom, there's a bracha that I recite. That bracha, Shelo Chiseh Bo'ilam Ha'iklum, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't everything is in the world for us. That's true. Shel chiser b'olam oklum. But there's more than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us special pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be memalei chesronos. Right? Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make a bracha, borei nefashos, just memalei chesronos. Right? It's necessary. You need water to live. It's necessary. You make a Berei Nefashos. The Gemara on Memhei in Brachas has an opinion that Berei Nefashos is the Bracha Rishona on water. No? Berei Nefashos is a bracha primarily on necessary things. But the bracha of Birkas Ha'ilanos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gives us the necessary things, but he gives us the extra special things, the Ilanos Tovos that we should enjoy. It's almost, I remember hearing a shir once from Moshe Weinberger where he speaks about how there's sometimes, you know, when you're in love with a child or whatever, you give them a special kiss. It's an extra special thing. What we have now with Eretz Yisrael, we have Ilanos Tovos Lisnos Behem Bnei Adam. It's a special kiss the Ribbono Shalom gave us. This man of Mashiach could have come, like the Midrash Tanchuma says, the Ribbono Shalom just drops the Beis HaMikdash down, and it will happen in 1 second. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a favor, and he gave us a Zman. He gave us a time of Kim Akima, of the Geula happening slowly, slowly, a teeny bit, the Zman of the fruits beginning to bloom. But we make a bracha on that. And that bracha, I contend, is the Inyan of Yom HaTzma'ut. Either, like the Torah says, the bracha comes because we recognize through our Iyun that a new season has begun. It's a new tekufa, it's a new time. Alternatively, like the sheet of the Mordechai, that I make the bracha because I have simcha, because I have enjoyment from these new, beautiful fruits. There might be an afgamina in terms of, let's say, atzei besamim. You get enjoyment from it, but they don't necessarily reflect that a new season has begun, as far as I know from the agriculture. But be it as it may, I would argue that Chodesh Iyar becoming a Chodesh of Simcha shows that the Pshat in that period is correct, that Nisan is surrounded. It's Chodesh Asher Yeshuos Bo Makifos. It's surrounded by Yeshuos. And this new Yeshua, though, is the Yeshua, like the Gemara says, of Antechem Titenu Periachem Tisu, that the fruits begin to give off and the trees begin to blossom, the branches begin to give off, the fruits begin to become covered, to be carried. That's Ketz HaMegula. And when you see those fruits happening, Mirzakta Bracha. And that Bracha, again, this is all in my mind. I might be completely off base, but it seems to me that the Bracha at the beginning of Chodesh Iyar, Birkas HaIlanos, to some extent is a bracha of that reflects the yesod of this entire month, of the new chagim in this month. The minig among Klal Yisrael is that certain brachas I only make if I happen to get it. If I happen to have a new fruit, I make a shechiyano. If I happen to get a new suit, I make a shechiyano. But the minig is that people run to a different community. You run to try to find a tree. It's not just if you happen to see a tree. And some of them point, some of the Mefarshim comment that that's a lashon of the Gemara. Man denafik b'yayim nisan. You're going out. You dafka go to try and see it. You're going to see those new fruits because the new fruits reflect that a new season has begun, a season of Yemos HaMashiach, and the new fruits represent the simcha. That's the way the Mordechai takes it. So these are some of my thoughts about Yom HaTzma'ut. And I want to just wish everybody a good Yontif. And thank you for listening. Got any questions, any comments? Okay. Listen, Chevra.
This doesn't relate to whether you make a bracha on Hallel, does it?
This has nothing to do with Hallel. Again, Hallel has become like so politicized. I'm deliberately not talking about Halal. Nirlofi and the Estaiti, that I could talk about Chodesh Iyar as the Chodesh, I can talk about Chodesh Iyar as the Chodesh of Birkas HaIlanos, and that itself represents a Mashiach. Again, Rav Soloveitchik would not agree with this analysis, because this analysis is based on Chodesh Iyar being the beginning of Tekufas HaMashiach. Right? That's what Ritzvi Yehuda said. I'm not talking about Hallel. I'm talking about Birkas HaIlanos.
Can I also, does what Rebbe said that ER being an extension of Nisan relate to the period of the Omer being sort of like the Chol HaMoed between
the
Pesach
Chol HaMoed,
and Shavuos?
It's the bridge between Pesach and Shavuos to some extent, but it's a little different. In other words, that Mahalach is saying that freedom isn't complete until we get the Torah. 100% true. But this Mahalach is saying that the Geula of Nisan extends, at least according to that second pshat of Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, the Geula of Nisan, the Chodesh HaGeula, extends into the beginning of Chodesh Iyar. Right? It's still a little bit like Nisan. If Nisan is the Geula Rishona for Mitzrayim, we're still experiencing Iyar as another Chodesh HaGeula. It's another month when we experience Geula, and the Geula that we experience in Chodesh Iyar begins in Tavshin Ches. Right? That's the basic idea that I'm trying to bring out. Again, I thought about this when I was walking back from the Beis Medrash a couple of days ago, and I see that there's a sign on the tree near the Beis Medrash from Birkas Eilanos. That sign was up from last year, pre-pandemic. That sign was there like all year. And I began to think about Birkas Eilanos a little bit, and I'm like, oh, you know, maybe, perhaps, Ken Zayn, that's the pshat. Okay, gentlemen, you should all have a wonderful Yom HaTzma'ut, and thank you for coming to listen.
Shkayach. Is Rebbe going to Mincha, or is Rebbe have a...
I'm not going to be at Mincha now. I have a son who is home in quarantine. He's home with me, and so I am home now. I'm not going to go Mincha now, but if you want to call me, you can call me.
Okay. Awesome. I apologize. I forgot to call you last night.
Not a problem. Okay, Kol Tov.